listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
This week we celebrate a holiday that the retail world totally ignores because they don't make a lot of money on it. Certainly people shop and they buy extra food this week, but you're not seeing really a big emphasis on Thanksgiving. In fact, one of the things we kind of, Halloween has become a really big holiday, but we jump from Halloween to Christmas because that's what the retailers are hoping that you'll spend money in. And in fact, the official start of the Christmas shopping season is actually the day after Thanksgiving, very early in the morning. And some retailers, up until just recently, were actually starting on Thanksgiving, even opening up and selling, having sales for Christmas. But it is important to give thanks to God and to rejoice in the Lord always. Certainly, it's important to set aside a day, and there's a lot of good tradition with Thanksgiving. We have going all the way back in the times of from the Pilgrims. We actually have with the Pilgrims and the Indians that first year. You may remember that half of the Pilgrims died that first winter, and yet those that lived were thankful to God, and they established friendship with the Indians. The Indians helped them survive, taught them how to fish, how to farm, how to plant crops, and then they had actually a harvest, and they got together to give thanks to God. And so you really had the beginning of a tradition that has happened in America, where on this fourth Thursday, and it hasn't always been the fourth Thursday, but it lately and really as long as I can remember, I don't know when exactly it became the fourth Thursday, but that's the official day that we celebrate Thanksgiving. And it is good to set aside a day to give thanks to God. There's a lot of good family memories, a lot of good family time that happens this time of the year. Families getting together that sometimes don't get together the rest of the year, getting together to celebrate and to be thankful. And many people are off work on Thanksgiving. So it's a day where people can come together, people travel to come together and to give thanks. And we need to realize that this isn't just about getting together and eating food and stuffing your face and having a good time with your family. It's really about giving thanks to God, thanking God for His goodness, for His provision. But more so, we need to give thanks not only on Thanksgiving, but really all the way throughout the year. We need to give thanks to God for the big things, because God has done some big things for you. I mean, just think about it. You are alive. You came into existence. Think about all God's work in your life in bringing you to the place where you are. You may not have everything that you want, but you have life, and God has been sustaining you. And in fact, the Bible tells us that if God didn't give us our breath, that we would actually die. And we need to thank God for big things. And if God has done big things for you, and I can guarantee you that God has done big things for you, you may not recognize it, you may not understand it, you may not always appreciate the things that God has done for you. In fact, you may not know half of what God has done for you. I think we're gonna when this life is over, We know that we're going to face God. We're going to stand before God, and we're going to be judged for our sins. And of course, if we're judged based on our works, we all go to hell because we have all sinned. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. But if you have placed your trust in Jesus Christ, you have that assurance that you will be accepted, not because of your own works, but because of the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross, shedding his blood for you and washing away your sin. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. This week, as we gather with friends and family to give thanks to God, take some time to remember those pilgrims and Indians at that first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims risked much to come to America, and half of them died that first winter. Their dependence on God and their friendship with the Indians, who taught them how to farm and hunt in America, helped them through that difficult first year, and they gave thanks for the harvest. Likewise, we give thanks to God for his rich blessings. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website at fasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems and your technology problems, and hopefully we'll be able to answer your questions and maybe help you out with a little bit of technology. You know, if you're thinking about buying a new computer, or maybe you just bought a new computer, well, question is, did you buy one that's faster than the one you're trying to replace? Maybe you're giving this as a gift. Well, do you want to give that as a gift if it's not adequate? And let me tell you, sometimes Sometimes people are getting computers that aren't adequate. So this is something that we definitely want to. You can't hear me? Are you kidding? Why in the world? Brother, this is crazy. Okay, WCNO can hear me. It's okay, good. I'm glad at least we're on one station. And Cliff, maybe we can get, hopefully we can get onto WPSL also. So I can't hear you either, Cliff. So anyway, we are here ready to answer your questions. We're here to help you resolve your computer problems as well. So I don't know, you know, Cliff, if maybe Cliff in the studio over at WPSL, if you can restart. Well, he can't hear me anyway. So I can't hear WPSL. WCNO can't hear me. Hey, we are here. We do want to talk today about we want to talk about computers, making sure if you're getting a new computer that you're getting the right computer, that everything's going correctly there. So this is one thing that we want to help you out with. We want to help you answer your questions, help you resolve your computer problems, help you with answering and solving these computer issues. And maybe if you're getting some new computer technology, well, it's important to make sure you get it all connected properly. And again, if that new technology is a computer, making sure that it's a fast enough computer for you, so that you're actually going to be faster in the future than what you have been in the past. You don't want to spend, you know, even if you get a great deal, well, you know, hey, I got a great deal. Well, you know what? If you didn't get, if your deal wasn't really great, if you bought a computer that's slower than the one you already have, then it's really not a great deal, is it? I wouldn't think it's a great deal. You know, no matter how little you pay, you want to get a good deal. You want to get a computer that's faster than the one that you have. Or if you're giving it as a gift, you want it to be decent. You don't want the person to be mad at you the rest of the time because they gave them a computer that's too slow. You don't want that to happen. So this is something that we want to help you with. We want to help you resolve. Get everyone back. What we're trying to do here today, we're going to be doing this in the second segment and in the third segment, is we will be talking about technology and new technology. And if you're out there, I know a lot of people are buying new computers this time of year. Maybe you just bought a new computer. It's important, as we've been saying, as we talked about last week, as we've been talking about this week, it's important to make sure that the new computer you get is faster than the one you already have. Anyway, what we're looking at is, again, making sure that those computers are faster than what you had before. Making sure that if you buy a system, it's going to be quick, and it's also going to have a drive that's large enough to accommodate everything that you want to do. Because really, when you look at the low-end systems out there today, and a lot of times people are looking for bargains and you want to save money, but you know, you want to also get something that's better than what you had before, that's faster than what you had before, and is capable enough, has a large enough drive to meet your needs. You don't want to have a computer or a system that doesn't meet your needs. And so, you know, this is something that we're going to be going over here on the show. We're going to be talking about this. We'll be discussing this, making sure that you can actually that we can actually help you with your any issues that you have, and also help you to understand the technology that's out there, understand what's going on, understand whatever you're looking at as far as technology, you want to be able to resolve those issues and be able to have the capability of doing what it is that you want to do with the computer. You don't want the computer to be too slow for you. You definitely don't want to buy a computer that has too slow of a processor or too small of a drive, because at the low end, what we're seeing at the low end of the computer spectrum, the lower end of price, we're seeing either computers that are way too slow, or we're seeing computers that have a drive that is so small that it's just not able to function properly. Really, you would have to put every part of your data in the cloud. No data on your hard drive. All of it in the cloud, and even to install, to do a clean install of Windows, to do an update, a Windows update, a major Windows update, you would have to actually use a flash drive. So we'll talk about that in the next segment, and we'll be going over all of this in showing you how you can resolve computer problems. Of course, we can answer your question. If your question is on a different subject, on a different topic, well, that's certainly fine. We can cover that. We can help you with any issue that you might have. So, on this next break, we'll be working on issues that we have with this live stream and the live connection over to Facebook. And
you're listening to a Faster PC in the 10 o'clock hour right in this station, and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And you know, sometimes we have some technology issues. We've had a few technology issues over the last few weeks on this show, getting the stream going over, the connection going to the studios, getting the stream going. But I think we're getting everything worked out here. I've got audio connection over to both studios now through the same Skype connection. So that's going on real well. And Cliff's looking a little bit. Do you hear me, Cliff? Anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And I'm going to have to join Cliff on
on the other Skype connection because Cliff is saying that he can't hear me. So we'll just do a call the other way, and maybe we'll get him in that way. So anyway, we're here to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems, and so this is something that we can actually help you with, and we're going to go ahead and attempt to connect. In fact, you know what? I think I'll just call over to the WPSL studio, and we'll get in that way. Well, he's calling me. So anyway, we're on with Skype, two different connections with two different studios. Hopefully, we'll get it all together in the next break. But what we'll do in this segment is we'll try to actually talk a little bit about how we're going to go over different computer systems. You know, how you can actually connect with different computer systems, and making sure if you get a new computer that you're getting one that's adequate, that's fast enough. You don't want to, the worst thing to do would be to buy a new computer and have it be slower than the one that you're already replacing. And we don't want this to happen. This is something that it would be awful, terrible for this to happen, to actually go and spend money, even if you get a good deal. If you get a good deal and you're actually still paying more than what you know, or getting a slower computer than what you had before, then it's not a good deal. So that's why we're here to help you with this. One thing that we do want to do, and we're actually about ready to get the live streams going over there on Facebook and YouTube as well. But one thing that we want to actually help you with is to actually make sure that you can understand the technology that's out there, and make sure that you can understand, and if you do get a new computer, that you're getting one that's faster than the one you already have. You don't want to go out and get a new computer that's too slow. You also don't want to get one that isn't adequate to meet your needs. So this is something that we want to help you with. We want to help you resolve these issues, help you answer your questions, help you so that you can understand the different technology pieces that are there. One thing that we do so is, and we also have a caller on the line. We have Alan on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC live technical support, Alan. How can we help you today? Okay, and Alan, I'm going to repeat your question, because for some reason WPSL, we're having a problem with the link with WPSL, and I'm actually connected to them on a different Skype feed than WCNO. So periodically, you know, as you're asking a question, I'm going to interrupt you to just repeat your question, so the people on WCNO and the people on the live stream can actually hear it as well. So Alan is asking about capturing a screen, and you can go on and repeat, you know, any part of the question I didn't get there, Alan. Yeah, so Alan's asking how you send a screen or screens via email to another person, and what we're going to do, I'll switch over to a full screen, and we'll actually be able to actually help with this, and we may not have the live streams aren't working right now.
on Facebook and YouTube. But what I'll do is I'll get those videos up later today. We've just had some technical difficulties in this, but I'll get those up later today. But I'm going to switch over to a full screen. And when I get this over to Facebook and YouTube, what we'll do is you'll actually be able to see the steps that I'm going through. And what you want to do is you want to go to and do a search. And you can do this on Windows 10, Windows 8, Windows 11. I'm using Windows 11 now. This is actually my first show with a computer with Windows 11. And this is actually going to be the first time I've run the snipping tool or the Snip and Sketch. But with Windows 10, Microsoft released Snip and Sketch or the snipping tool. And what you can do is just go to search. You should see in Windows 10, unless you've hidden that field, you'll either see a search field or a search icon that'll look like a magnifying glass, or you'll actually see something that in Windows 11, it has a little magnifying glass and it says search. You click there, and you can also click on the start button in Windows 11, and that brings you to that same field where you can actually search. And what we're going to type is snip. And so there's the snipping tool, and for some reason, Snip and Sketch isn't coming up. I might not have it here, might not have it actually installed, but probably when I open up the snipping tool, it'll actually say that the Snip and Sketch, may be there. But anyway, what it says is, it tells me that I can click New, and what happens is I click New, and then it's going to take me and it's going to say draw a shape to create a snip. Now, the default is a rectangle, but it looks like you can actually do a freeform mode if you want to do you can do a window mode if you want to do like the whole window or full screen mode. So, but I'm just going to click on the rectangle mode. And let's say I want to get the Faster PC logo with my camera. I can actually go to the upper left or the lower right. I'm going to click with my left mouse. I'm going to hold down the left mouse button, and I'm going to drag down and over to the right until I get everything that I want to have selected. So I can go as far as I want. I can make this really big, or I can make it really small. If I want to only have a portion of the screen, I get it to where I only have a portion. And when I let go, it's going to capture that. And on the screen, again, when we get this up on the live, or not, it won't be a live video, but when we get it up on the recorded video, you'll actually be able to see the screen. And it actually has the portion that I actually snipped. Now, if I got too much, I did get some black around there. Maybe I want to get rid of all the black. So there's actually a crop tool, and I clicked on the crop tool. I can then scroll on down, and so I'm making that a little bit lower on the upper left-hand corner, and I'll make it a little bit higher and bring it in a little bit on the right side and get all the black out of there. I can right-click. Should be able to right-click, or I just click the checkbox, and that applies it. You see there's just a little bit of black at the top, so I'll click on the image crop again, and I'm going to bring this in, and look at that. I can actually go back to the original image, which is pretty cool. So looks like, so I'm just going to bring this in just a little bit. I think I see a little bit of black at the bottom as well. So I'll bring that in just a tad, and then I'm going to click OK, and that's going to have it where it's just a Faster PC's logo, and then a picture of myself from the camera. It's basically a screenshot of the show. That is in my clipboard clipboard right now. So I can actually, if I wanted to send this via email, I can actually click Start. I can go to my email. If I can find where my email is, I'll just launch my email here. And I'm going to, so saying the outlet closed. Well, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to, I'll go ahead and just type in an address.
no@no.com. That's not a real address. It's a good address to use, by the way, if you're someone's asking for an email address. You don't want to give them your email address. You just type no@no.com. But I can just say here, screenshot. And then I'll go over here and I'll just control V is paste. That will paste that image right there. I could even, I can do a control Z to undo that. And I can say here is a screenshot of the error. Of course, it's not an error, but I'll say of our sign, our logo and my camera from a Faster PC live technical support. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is again, I can right-click and go down to paste, or I'm just going to hold down the control key and press V. That's a keyboard shortcut. I can paste that. I can send that off. Obviously, no@no.com is not a legitimate email address, so I'll want to just make sure that I don't send it over to there. But anyway, that's how you do it. It doesn't matter what screen you have up. You could have a Firefox window open. You could have email. You could be taking a screenshot of an error message. You could take, and I use this tool quite often when I'm showing you, maybe an email that I got. Maybe it's even an email that I got from a customer, and the customer is saying, hey, is this legitimate? Well, I don't want to reveal their email address, and I don't want to reveal, I don't want to actually reveal their email address. I don't want to reveal necessarily my email address, and, I don't want to reveal any personal information from them. So what I'll do is I'll actually take a screenshot of that. And one thing you can do is you can actually draw. So I can actually go to a black pen. I can change the thickness of this. So if I wanted to actually take out a portion of this, I can do that. And this is how I just, draw a line through the person's email address. And of course I could do Control Z, and that would undo that, because I was just covering up our website address, which we really don't want to cover up. We don't want to keep that from anyone. But the snipping tool, and most likely when you open the snipping tool, Snip and Sketch, Microsoft will want you to use Snip and Sketch. It is a newer utility. I probably will open up the Windows Microsoft Store here and just see if I can actually get the snipping Snip and Sketch. See if that comes up. And I, I don't know. Maybe Microsoft backed away from Snip and Sketch because I don't see Snip and Sketch here in the Microsoft Store. I see the snipping tool. So I know on Windows 10 they're really pushing you away from using the snipping tool and into using Snip and Sketch. I guess it's a newer tool, but I'm using Windows 11. It is a fairly new install of Windows 11. Actually, did this clean install Wednesday night or Thursday morning? One of the, I think it was Wednesday night. Early Thursday morning. Did this clean install. So, but snipping tool or Snip and Sketch will do the trick. You're listening to a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right, you, and we are back. If anyone calls in, WCNO will be able to. I'm sorry, WCNO. Hopefully, listeners, hopefully we didn't have too much dead air over there when Alan called in earlier. I tried to fill in what he was asking, so that you wouldn't just be not getting any information there. But we did want to go over real quick. I know we're running a little bit late on the show. But, of course, we're here to answer your question. If you have a question that's in a different, even if it's on a different subject, that's fine. But I wanted to go over a little bit about what to look for in a new computer if you're out there. And if you've already bought a new computer, it's not too late. If you didn't buy the right computer, it's okay. You can actually take that computer back. Even if you got a great deal and you don't want to give up that deal. Listen, it's not a great deal if it's not as good as what you already have. Or if you spent maybe $200, $300, $250, $300 and you got a computer that's slower than the one that you already have, it's not a great deal. Or even if it's slower than what you would already have if you upgraded your computer to an SSD drive, it's not a great deal. If you get a new computer that's quick, but it has a very small hard drive, it's not a great deal. So what you want to do first, you want to actually look for, and by the way, our stream is live right now on YouTube, not on Facebook. We'll get that resolved later. We'll get this entire video up there for you guys to actually watch and listen to. But what we're actually going to do, I'm going to switch over to a full screen here, and then we're going to actually get things going where you'll be able to actually see this on the screen. What we're going to do is you want to look first of all at the CPU. The CPU, I used to say it's the brains of the computer, but really our brains are more capable than a CPU. A CPU, all a CPU does is actually, do mathematical calculations. Now some CPUs also have the video chip built into them. So right on the CPU, there's also a video chip. And that speeds up the graphics. But one of the things that you can actually look at with the CPU is you want to actually the CPU does the mathematical calculations, and everything that happens on a computer is mathematical calculations. And it's very important that you buy a CPU that's fast enough for you, because really, in most cases, your CPU is not going to be upgradable. In a desktop computer, you might be able to upgrade the CPU, but you're going to be limited in what you can go up to based on the motherboard. And a big name computer company is not going to provide a motherboard that's going to be very upgradable. Their idea is to provide a motherboard that's stable, a motherboard that'll meet the needs with that processor, but they're not so concerned about whether you can upgrade that in the future. In fact, they would rather you buy a new computer in the future. So the RAM is what you want to look for. So we're going to actually open up a Windows Explorer window. One of the easiest ways to do that is to hold down the Windows key and press the E. The Windows key looks like a four-pane window, and then the E on the keyboard. Or you can click on the file folder on the taskbar. This is in Windows 10 and Windows 11. Windows 10, Windows 11, Windows 8, Windows 7, Windows Vista, Windows XP, they'll all do this. Windows key E. That'll bring up the Windows File Explorer. Open that up full screen. Right-click on this PC in the left-hand pane. Go down to Properties or up to Properties, depending on where it is, and left-click. This will bring you to, depending on your version of Windows, it might bring you to the System pane, might bring you to About in Settings, but you're going to actually see your processor. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to jot that down. Or just look at the numbers of that processor. Mine is an AMD Ryzen 7 5825U. Now, this is a very new processor. It's probably not even on the page that I'm about to go to. But there's another page you can do a search for a benchmark of this. I'll show you that. My previous processor was an Intel i7-5500U. Now, with all of these, the first number in the set of numbers, like in mine, 5825, that's the generation of the processor. The 5500 on the i7, that's the generation of the processor. So Intel's current i3, i5, and i7 processors, and i9 processors, their current generation is 12th generation. If you're buying a computer today, you might get the 12th generation, you might get the 11th generation. If it's a little bit older processor, maybe 2 years old, you might get the 10th generation. So you want to look at that. but you're going to also be looking at what your processor is. And AMD's current generation is the fifth generation, although I have seen some sixth generation processors. Now, we're going to launch a new browser here, and we're going to go actually out to a web page that is cpu.userbenchmark.com. And what we're going to do is you're going to want to type in your processor. You're going to click compare here, and you're going to type in your processor. I'll type in my old processor, and this is the i7-5500U. And then you'll want to type in the processor that of any computer that you're actually looking at. And so, you know, let's say, you know, let's say, I don't know if this will have the 55. This has a 55. Well, that's an i7. So it does not have the processor that I have. But I know that there's a 5700 Ryzen 7. And I believe that 5700U. Okay, so if I compared this processor, my processor is actually faster than this processor that I just compared with. But you see that the processor that I just compared with is actually 28% faster than the processor on the computer that I just replaced. Now, if I were looking at, let's say, an i3, I'm looking at an i3, a 12th generation, let me see if there's any of these are actually let me just go in here and type this again. So I really don't know which processor to type this in to compare, but you see this one i3 12th generation processor, and I think that's a desktop processor. It's actually faster, considerably faster than my i7. So just because you're getting looking at an i3 or an i5 or an i7 doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you want to actually do a comparison of, because the newer generation processors are going to be more capable and faster than older generation processors. And again, I'm probably comparing a desktop processor to a laptop processor, and a desktop processor will always be faster than a laptop processor. For my system, if I wanted to do a CPU benchmark for my system, I would actually do 5825U. I could actually do a search here, and there is a cpubenchmark.net. And it does have it does give some information. It gives a score, and I can also compare that. And I could click on here to let me see. I want to compare that. And what do I want to compare it to? I think there is a way here to add something to compare, and so. Compare up to five different CPUs. So I'm actually going to type in my 5500U, and then I'm going to compare these. So I can look at these side by side. I can see how many watts they have. You know, more wattage would be, you know, could be faster, but it also would, you know, draw more energy, where if you have a laptop, that would mean less battery time, less battery runtime. But you see, my wattage and the wattage of my old processor are the same. But you see, the processor is faster, and so you know, we're looking at a faster speed. And I could even pull in here if I wanted to add a processor. I could also add in maybe that 5700U processor and do a comparison. If I was looking at a few Intel processors, I could add those in as well. So you see that my processor is faster than the you know what, I actually chose the wrong processor there. I actually chose on the 55U, I chose a Ryzen 5 5500U. So that's actually the wrong processor. So I wanted an Intel. i7-5500U. But anyway, this gives you an idea of how you can look at the speed of the processor, because you want to buy, you don't want to buy a computer that actually has a processor that is slower. And you see that my processor that I just bought is actually about 85% faster than the processor I just replaced. So I wanted to get a processor that's fast enough. Second thing, and we'll go over this more on the show next week, but the second thing you want to look at is the amount of RAM that you have in your system and the amount of RAM that you're going to get. One thing that we're going to see, and you can actually, one thing you can do, right-click on the Start button and go up to Task Manager and left-click. This will work with Windows 10 and Windows 11. And from here, you want to go to Memory and you want to go to look at how much memory you totally have, which it's a little bit different. Doing this on a Windows 11 system is a little bit different, but you want to go to the second tab on a Windows 10 system, look at how much memory you have and how much is being used. Right now, I have actually in this system 24 gigabytes. 4 gigabytes are used for the video. If you have a laptop, you're going to have some of your RAM is going to be used from the video. And we'll go over this more next week, but we're seeing a lot of people using most of, if they have 8 gigabytes of RAM, they're using most of that. So if you can get a new computer with more than 8 gigabytes of RAM, that is good. You want to go, most people, you know, 12 gigabytes is probably fine for most people. If you can get 16 gigabytes, that's even better. You know, I have 24, but I'm doing more than probably what a lot of people are doing. But if you need it, you can get it. If you don't need it, you don't need it. Also on the hard drive, you want to actually go again to this PC. You want to right-click on your C drive. Most people are just using a C drive. Go down to Properties and left-click. This will show you how much space you're using, how much you have free, what your total size is. You definitely want to get a drive that is bigger than the amount of space, significantly bigger than the amount of space that you're using. Now, on the processor, you want an i3, i5, i7, or an i9. Or a Ryzen 3, 5,
and we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title of tomorrow's sermon is Rejoice in the Lord Always. And again, I say rejoice.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know by now, the Faster PC
solves computer problems. This week, as we gather with friends and family to give thanks to God, take some time to remember those pilgrims and Indians at that first Thanksgiving. The pilgrims risked much to come to America, and half of them died that first winter. Their dependence on God and their friendship with the Indians, who taught them how to farm and hunt in America,
helped them through that difficult first year, and they gave thanks for the harvest. Likewise, we give thanks to God for His rich blessings.